where are you going? Then I'm just, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make-believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
Well, when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
Authorities suspect Russian hackers are behind the purge of California voter rolls that left the state with only one registered voter, a 72-year-old Republican named Jasper. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have vowed to pass a bill that strengthens election security beyond the single download of Norton antivirus being shared among all 50 states.
Go, Russia, go!
Kids, I think this election's in the bag.
I hope so. If you lose and go to jail, who will look after me and my wife and kids?
Are you high, Dad? Your poll numbers eat... If you don't cheat big time, never again shall the scrotum vein bursting victory cheers of 2016 land upon thy ears.
The only thing better than the cheers were the tears. Everyone was watching Fox News, but I was glued to the other guys. That was the real victory, watching all those people fall apart at the seams for underestimating my DiCaprio-like charisma. I don't need to cheat. I'll just run on my sterling record of saying and doing whatever. I think we should hold our re-election party at the Javits Center, just to really twist the knife into Hillary Clinton for old time's sake.
You old softy, you're so sentimental.
They're gonna steal the election by getting more people to vote for their side than mine.
This is not the America those Kurds you abandoned fought for.
And the feds turn a blind eye. How do we stand a chance against this kind of brazen election fraud?
Don't worry. We can still count on the Electoral College to shut all that down.
That stupid Electoral College failed me in the midterms. I didn't get a single vote.
I come to you with grave news, Mr. President. The Democrats are registering voters, a clear threat to all that you and the other founding fathers intended. I ask for your wisdom and guidance. I have money if that's what you want.
Dad, don't be a dumb.
How did you find me?
You sent out 10 tweets saying what a dump this church is. Look, if you want to win again, don't ask these quiet statue guys for help. Ask the other guys, the foreign guys.
It's just I was already impeached for my perfect call with Ukraine.
Then they'd never suspect you could be that stupid to collude again. Prove to them you're that stupid, Dad. If things get rough, you can always call that Russian lady lawyer I tried to collude with.
Okay, Don. I'll collude with the Russians again, and I'll make sure this election is as insecure as Chris Christie at a pool party.
Nice burn! He's not even in public life anymore.
Because I care so much about election security, I fired the 40 professionals in charge of it and replaced them with my own crack team. Say hello to your new election security task force. Ben Carson, tell the people how you're gonna safeguard our elections.
Do we get election security task force jackets?
Ben, we're convincing the country we have the elections locked down.
Now I want a jacket. If you don't get us jackets, we're all gonna suffocate ourselves.
That's too bad because I'm not getting you jackets.
1989. Morgan Stanley buys every employee a fleece jacket with the logo on the breast. Handed it out, the stock rocketed up a half point.
I assume there was a bag of cocaine in the pocket.
And I assume there'd be one in us. Where is it?
Let's just move on.
Move on? After what just transpired? You listen to me, young man.
Wilbur, I'll give you $1 billion if you tell me what year it is.
It's 1989, and Morgan Stanley is the talk of the town.
Jackets! Jackets!
Why don't we steal a baby? Why don't we steal a baby?
I could use some foreign assistance, but I need a go-between, so I sent someone very discreet and careful with his word. Go ahead, Rudy.
Rudy Costello.
It's illegal to ask for Russia's help, so I'm not asking. I'm begging. I'll do whatever you want. I'm incapable of debasing myself. That ship has sailed.
Stay on topic, Rudy.
We could look into some of Trump's opponent's emails.
Emails! I tried to hack into my soon-to-be ex-wife's account, but that AOL is a fortress. You think your goons could follow around, set up some cameras on a tanning bed? Hey, follow my first two wives around while you're at it. I'd love to know how they're doing. This is a top priority, got it? Okay, now my second wife, she takes Pilates down at the Gramercy Park Equinox.
Jesus, who knew stealing an election could be so hard?
It doesn't have to be.
You need to stop bending the rules and start ignoring them entirely. I can pass a bill that'll deliver you a win margin that President Assad could only dream of.
But what about them?
Don't worry about the Democrats. There's nothing they won't do in the spirit of bipartisanship.
I was actually just going to ask about Election Day snacks, but that's good too.
And the Republican-authored election security bill has passed. It requires all voting machine servers to be located somewhere around here.
What a win for bipartisanship.
We haven't read the bill yet, but it's got the word security in the title, so we're confident it'll get the job done.
Surprise! For he's a two-term president. For he's a two-term president.
Stop. You should be out there making it look like this election is still a 50-50 death match between a bully who's just in it for the money and me, a scrappy orphan from Brooklyn with sad puppy eyes and his drunk dad's left hook.
Once you sign the bill, the election's over, numbnuts. We want to have the victory party now in case Pompeo pops shrieking at Terry Gross.
It all means nothing if the election is rigged and everyone knows it. I don't want a party or a banner or a cake.
We didn't bring a cake.
You didn't bring a cake?
Today, I actually read the so-called election security bill, and as soon as Trump signs it, the 2020 election is over.
Okay, this officially sucks, Dad. My tweets used to get a million replies saying my dad doesn't love me and I should swallow my own ass. Now that the left has given up, my replies are a ghost town.
What if when the ghosts are through with Don, they come find me?
That's it. I'm not signing the bill. I just gotta figure out how to tell McConnell.
Tell me what?
Oh, you know, Mitch, this bill is so great that I don't even think we need the bill.
Oh, you don't understand. You're the most damaged presidential candidate to ever seek re-election. You've been impeached, revived ISIS, and there's a slew of Trump impersonators earning a handsome living, letting strangers punch them in the face.
Were the insults necessary?
Your feelings mean nothing to me. My purpose is to secure Republican power, no matter how, why, or what societal foundations are obliterated in the process. Donald, you will sign that bill.
This is Natalia Veselnitskaya. This call may be recorded for incriminating purposes.
Hey, you should make the presidential race competitive by digging up dirt on Donald Trump. I'm pretty sure he laundered money for the Russians.
Donald, I know it's you. You're the only one on Earth who sounds like you.
Damn it! Oh.
Donald. Donald.
George Washington? You were an American political leader, statesman, and founding father.
I know you're reading from Wikipedia.
I guess you're angry that I'm trying to deny millions of Democrats their right to vote.
On the contrary, we founded this country with the intention of limiting voter turnout to no more than could fit in a single barn. I was elevated to the presidency by an electorate consisting of 24 landowners and one alleged libidinous deviant named Ben Franklin.
Our Ben Franklin is named Alan Dershowitz.
But we concealed this imbalance of power by weaving into our Constitution a great tapestry of rules, tricking the common man into believing all was fair. That tapestry is shredded by Sir McConnell's bill.
But if I don't sign that bill, I'll lose.
Sign that bill and your victory will be a hollow one. Don't sign and you may risk defeat. Unless you try winning the American way by searching the Constitution for ways to let as few non-white people vote as possible. The choice is yours.
You spared no expense. Nice touch to have the monitors replay the 2016 cable news footage.
They were really thrown. Remember how by midnight, Steve Kornacki was waving a meat cleaver around the office? Oh, well. Let's get this over with so I win.
This bill guarantees that never again will we endure the stress of not knowing the final outcome of the presidential election.
Donald Trump
has been elected president
of the United States.
And I'm not signing it. I'm vetoing McConnell's bill. We need election rules that appear fair so losers try really hard and feel terrible when they lose. Do we want to live in a world where they announce I'm the president as if it's a foregone conclusion without that pathetic gasp of soul-crushing terror?
Oh. Your beauty is wasted on them, Mitch. You're an angel in a world that won't let you fly.
I've got the Constitution on my side. No one understands it except my legion of maniacally conservative judges, which means it says whatever I want it to say. And if Democrats try to steal this election by getting more people to vote, I'll win the right way by making it as difficult as possible for them to vote at all. That's why I refuse to sign this stupid bill. Crap, I ripped the wrong one. Does anyone have any scotch tape?
The Trump administration has announced support for a new Voting Rights Act. All voters must show ID indicating their bloodline traces back to one of the 7 Mayflower passengers, and all Miami voting booths are located in the middle of an active racetrack, which, according to the Supreme Court, is somehow within the bounds of the Constitution.
Okay, who drank all my scotch? And if you say it was me, you're fired.
Big ups to the Founding Fathers, boys. They made it so guys like us can gaslight the public into thinking elections aren't rigged against them.
Is it fair that so many Democratic districts' polling places are now near active volcanoes?
No, it's not fair, Eric. It's awesome.
Sing the country song. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
Donald Trump, as you know, is a man of great passion. He cannot contain emotions of any kind. And in fact, he celebrates Valentine's all year long with a laser focus on both hugging and kissing.
My wife
was happy. There was hugging. There was almost kissing.
I just love the guy. He's hugging me, kissing me.
The heads of these companies are coming up and hugging me and kissing me.
I see hugging and kissing.
They're hugging and they're kissing.
She was hugging and kissing.
Hugging and kissing.
Hugging and kissing.
Hugging and kissing and crying.
They're all hugging, kissing. Everyone's right. Crying.
Hugging and kissing and crying and laughing.
I said, wait a minute. I just said hello to the guy 15 minutes ago. He's hugging and kissing me. He's hugging, he's kissing, and then he's talking. These people, it's bad.
All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
Donald Trump is a lost soul, and he proved that today by going to the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington and defiling that event by spewing hatred. The single most important word that Donald Trump does not understand. Donald Trump has the most limited vocabulary of anyone in the history of the presidency, and so there are many words that Donald Trump obviously does not understand, words of all sizes, but the single most important word Donald Trump does not understand is one that we all understand. It's a concept that pre-verbal babies understand even before they can say the word, because babies can feel this thing that Donald Trump so obviously does not feel. And very sadly for him, it's possible that he has never felt this in his entire life. Love.
All you need is love.
love is the single most important word that Donald Trump does not understand. And he proved that today more than once in the most perverse possible public displays of ignorance by a president of the United States. We have never seen anything like this in our history. Donald Trump is the most irreligious man in the history of the presidency, and he is currently the most irreligious man in Washington. And he used the National Prayer Breakfast to attack Mitt Romney, who is probably the most religious man in Washington. Donald Trump, who very obviously does not know what prayer is and has publicly said that he has never prayed for forgiveness for anything, used the National Prayer Breakfast to attack Nancy Pelosi for praying. What Donald Trump listened to right before he got up to speak, Harvard professor Arthur Brooks was the speaker before Donald Trump, and his theme was how to communicate with people who you disagree with politically.
And if you want to persuade them, which you should, you can only do it one way, and that's with love. It was not an applause line. Thank you. Finally, the applause I've been waiting so long for.
Like most people in that room, Arthur Brooks is a conservative, political conservative, and he was talking about the concept of Christian love, which is why he expected to get applause for that line. But he didn't, because everyone there was probably very nervous about how uncomfortable that line made Donald Trump, and then everyone realized they're going to have to applaud for Christian love at the prayer breakfast. And so they did. But one person didn't. Donald Trump.
Nothing you can know that isn't known. Nothing you can see that isn't shown. There's no way you can be that isn't where you're meant to be.
He didn't just not applaud the concept of loving thy neighbor. He had to physically turn away from the man who was saying it.
Ask God to give you the strength to do this hard thing, to go against your human nature, to follow Jesus' teaching. You believe Jesus' teaching. Act like it. Me too. To love your enemies. Ask God to take political contempt from your heart.
Love your enemies. Donald Trump doesn't know that that was Jesus Christ's idea. Take contempt from your heart. What would be left in Donald Trump's heart if there were no contempt? And if that's too hard to do, then fake it. Donald Trump has faked a lot of things, but he couldn't fake that. Not even today at a prayer breakfast where the speaker right before him suggested to him, urged him to at least try to fake being a good person for once, at least try to fake that he understood the Christian concept of love your enemies. It was as if Arthur Brooks was giving his speech to that audience of one sitting to his right, and Donald Trump definitely heard the speech. He was listening enough to give his opinion. He was listening enough to ad-lib his reaction to Arthur Brooks' concept of Christian love when he got up to speak.
Arthur, I don't know if I agree with you. But I don't know if Arthur's going to like what I'm going to say.
We can be very sure that Arthur didn't like what Donald Trump had to say. But what Donald Trump didn't understand was that he wasn't disagreeing with Arthur Brooks. He was disagreeing with Jesus Christ. Arthur Brooks was only quoting Jesus Christ saying, love your neighbors, love your enemies. Everyone in the room knew that except Donald Trump. Donald Trump got up at the National Prayer Breakfast today, and the very first thing he did was disagree with Jesus Christ. And then he proved how much he disagrees with Jesus Christ when he let his hatred of Nancy Pelosi flow and his hatred of Mitt Romney flow.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
Stunned silence. That was the reaction in that room, full of religious people who pray every day, all of whom know now that Donald Trump doesn't know what prayer is. that Donald Trump was never taught to pray for his enemies as Nancy Pelosi was when she was a little girl growing up in the Catholic Church in Baltimore. It seems that Donald Trump was never taught anything about love because later at the White House, when he spent an hour raging against his impeachment enemies and praising his impeachment allies, Donald Trump said one of the saddest things he has ever publicly said. He was praising his Republican ally, Congressman Steve Scalise, who was shot by a deranged man with a gun during a practice session for the annual congressional baseball game. And Donald Trump described encountering Steve Scalise's wife at the hospital.
He got whacked. He got whacked, my Steve, right? I went to the hospital with our great first lady that night, right, honey? And we saw a man that was not going to make it. He was not going to make it. He was the doctor. And I told him, his wife, I said, she loves you. Why do you say that? Because she was devastated. A lot of wives wouldn't give a damn. A lot of wives would have said, hey, yeah. I said, how's he doing? Oh, she couldn't even talk. She was inconsolable. Most wives would say, not good. Listen, I'm going home now.
Most wives? Does he mean most Trump wives? He's on his third wife. Does he mean at least two of his or all of his wouldn't care if he got shot? Where else could that thought come from? It could only come from a man who does not know what it is to love or be loved.
All you need is love. All together. All you need is love. Every moment. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
Donald Trump demonstrated today that he has no comprehension of the concept of Christian love or romantic love or marital love, and he has no idea that nothing we have learned about his dealings with Ukraine or his obstruction of justice in the Mueller investigation or his paying off of Stormy Daniels, none of that is as perverse as what Donald Trump revealed about himself today. He does not now, never has, and never will understand the word love.
Love is all you need. Love is all. 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 Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need.
And so he feels nothing when he separates children from their parents at the southern border. He feels nothing when he abandons the Kurds. He feels nothing when he's told that 64 soldiers have traumatic brain injury from the Iranian missile attack on our troops in Iraq. He feels nothing about any of those things and can lie and has lied about all of those things. Donald Trump feels no shame at being impeached by the House of Representatives. He feels no shame at being found guilty by 48 United States senators, including the first senator in history to find a president of his own party guilty in a Senate impeachment trial. Donald Trump feels no guilt. He has never felt guilt for anything. Donald Trump feels no embarrassment at being unable to comprehend anything about the concept of Christian love that was laid out for him today, before he got up to speak at a prayer breakfast. The most dangerous thing about the most dangerous president that this country has ever had is that Donald Trump feels nothing.
thanks this week for the
song
from
Robbie Dupree,
The Clash,
The Beatles,
and
Golden Earring.
And thanks to
Rod Serling, Rudy Giuliani, Richard Nixon,
our
cartoon
President
Jimmy
Kimmel, Lawrence,
you're done.
And Arthur Brooks.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.